In his speech today, criticizing the president's Iraq policy, the Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid of Nevada, said our president is wrong and the new Congress will show him the way. Reid also said, winning this war is no longer the job of the American military. Since Senator Reid says the president is in a state of denial when he sees progress in Iraq, I asked him what he sees.
I see statistics that come out showing that in the 3 months since the so-called escalation or surge has taken place, things are getting a lot worse, not better. We're at a rate of killing 4 Americans a day. We're wounding thousands. As you know, we're at 27,000 now or so have been wounded in that war. A third of them grievously wounded with missing limbs. We have 2,000 double amputees from that war. It's like a balloon you squeeze. Things have maybe calmed down a little bit in Baghdad, but it's just squeezed out into other areas. Today, there's been violence in the Kurdish area, which we haven't seen before. A couple dozen people killed up there in one bomb blast. So the president simply is headed in the wrong direction, which is the same direction he's been going for 4+ years in this war, and we've got to change direction.
Now, you're going to be meeting this week with the commander in Iraq, General David Petraeus. If he tells you, as he has said before, that he sees progress with the increase in U.S. troops and that he needs more time, what will you tell him?
I will tell him to show me the facts. I know General Petraeus. And he's obviously very smart, but he's got a very, very tough job over there, and I think it's going to be hard to make the case that things are getting better for the American people.
Would you be undercutting the mission, though, that he came in pledging to put into effect, and you, in fact, voted for his confirmation? All Democrats who voted unanimously confirmed him as the general there.
All you have to do is go back and quote what General Petraeus said. The war cannot be won militarily. He said 20% of the war is military, the other 80% is political, diplomatic, and economic.
Senator Reid, last week you told reporters, I believe that this war is lost, words that drew a lot of criticism from many quarters, and you didn't repeat those words in your speech today. Do you still believe that the war in Iraq is lost?
I have been saying for several months now that we must change course. We can all talk about a choice of words, but I go back to what General Petraeus said, and that's what I was talking about last Thursday. I and the Democrats have supported the troops without any question. We're the first one to call for more body armor, for up-arming the Humvees. In the supplemental appropriation bill, we've put in this bill $4.3 billion for something the president should have thought about a long time ago and put in the bill, and that is military medicine, support for the veterans when they come home. So we're supporting the troops. The president needs to change the course of the war in Iraq. It's not working.
Let's talk about the bill that Congress will send to the president this week. You said today that it will include a date of October 1st of this year for the start of a troop withdrawal and then a goal of a complete pullout by April 1st of next year. You're going to be running smack into a promised presidential veto that you don't have the votes to override. So what happens then after that veto comes?
Well, I would hope the president and his folks would read what we've put in this legislation. It's fair. It's reasonable. It takes care of the troops. It gives us every possibility of being able to win in Iraq, to establish that fledgling democracy on a permanent basis. If he vetoes this, I would hope the president will sit down and talk to us. One of the things the president has to realize, he hasn't had to realize in the past 6 years, there's another branch of government called the legislative branch of government, the Congress. And for 6 years, he hasn't had to worry about it because he's had a big rubber stamp up here that the Republican-dominated Congress has given him everything he wants. We're not going to do that.
Well, he has said no timetable, though, so I guess what I'm wondering is how you will get to something that the president will sign that will fund these wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Well, I've been involved in the legislative process and government for a long time, and there's arrangements can be made here. Legislation is the art of compromise. The president needs to understand that also.
Would it maybe mean that you drop a timetable and keep in the idea of benchmarks for the Iraqi government, and that might be something the Democrats could sign on to?
I'm not going to negotiate with you, but I will be able and willing to negotiate with the president.
Do you run the risk, though, of losing Democrats if you end up with a bill that is too watered down, Democrats who would have wanted something stronger?
Well, we always lose. I guess a better way to say it is always very hard to hang on to people you got one time when you move the ball, but that's part of our job. That's what legislators do. So we're going to have to come up with something that is in keeping with our efforts to make sure the troops get everything they need, that there's hope for success in Iraq, and that changes direction, because unless we change direction, that is not accomplishable.
Senator Reid, you talked about the need for compromise on both sides here, but you did deliver a speech today that was very sharply critical of this administration. I wonder, in terms of setting a tone, if the tone for compromise is being set now in Washington.
Well, I only focused on the Iraq War. If we, you know, we could talk about other things about this administration that I think is a little awry. We could talk about Gonzales and Medicare and Leave No Child Behind, but I only focused on Iraq. So this administration has not been good for the American people, and there was no reason for me to go into this speech that I gave today thinking it's all an easy task. I said that it's a long road. He's dug a deep hole for us, and we'll work with him to get us out of the hole. His continually digging deeper is not helping.
Senator Reid, thanks for talking with us.
You bet.
Harry Reid, Democrat of Nevada, is the Senate Majority Leader.